Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Carol Ann Parisi, because it's time for Awaken to Empowerment. It's time for empowering transformation. It's time to awaken consciousness, for inspiration, to awaken the timeless truths, to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. Time to be fearless. Time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, well, you're in the right place. We love entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, law of attraction, and some current news. So this is Carol Ann, because we all know we are in tumultuous transitional times, and we're looking for solutions. Solutions for the soul to set our souls free, to be happy, and to do our best, and to be a contributor, and to be personally responsible. Yay! Hey, personal responsibility. So, don't want to get in the political thing, but Hillary's on her blame game tour, and she just keeps it up. And then today, Kathy Griffin is blaming Donald Trump for losing her job at CNN for holding a decapitated in effigy head. Yes, it's a First Amendment right, but it's kind of like low life, low vibe there, girl. Low vibe. So she's blaming everybody but herself. Little introspection. Be impeccable with your words. Don't take anything personally. Never assume anything. And always do your best. If Kathy would have just followed those four things, Kathy, you might not have lost your gig on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. Very sad for you. Sad that you're living in darkness and you don't get the truth and the light that it has. So, carry love and light with you always in your heart. And, you know, get real with the things that are holding you back. Remember, success cycle, the sins of omission. We're also responsible for things we don't do that we know we should be doing. And part of natural law. So I've got some fun stuff today. We're not doing a long, long show, but I've got some things here I wanted to share with you, because it's Faithful Fortitudinal Fearless Friday for me, your prosperity practitioner, because we all know there's a high price to low living. Okay, so here we have some interesting things. And the key is natural law. We talked about natural law and natural philosophy, and it's a concept of rhythm, harmony, balance. And truly, we've lost a lot of this natural law stuff. And there's a lot of social institutions that are, you know, helping to facilitate and foster these imbalances. You know, how about our school system? Okay, they don't teach a lot of the old school things, the seven liberal arts, and they don't teach natural law and, you know, all those great philosophers of old. So, you know what? Let us be self-determined to tap in to one of America's biggest and best founding, and that is self-determination. Remember, we talked about the chief aim, and we talked about this yesterday, and it's the attainment of your definite chief aim without violating the rights of other people, right? It's going to teach you how to save the wasted effort when the majority of people are trying to expend their energy, you know, in limbo land. So we talked about that. We talked about self-confidence. We were going into the different 16 laws of Napoleon Hill. And you know, and knowledge. And I said we're going to really get deep diving with this 16 laws. But remember, you are what you be, what you think about. You become, you are what you think about most of the time. Because every mind is a broadcasting and a receiving station. And your frequency needs to be positive. And you can do, be, have whatever you want. Now, I'm reading here in some of the introduction of the 16 laws. He was talking about Thomas Paine being one of the great minds of the American Revolutionary War. To him, more perhaps than to any other one person, we owe both the beginning and the happy ending of the Revolution. For it was his keen mind that both helped in drawing up the Declaration of Independence and in persuading the signers of the document to translate it into terms of reality. In speaking of the source of his great storehouse of knowledge, Paine described that any person who has made observations state of progress of the human mind by observing his own cannot but have observed that there are two distinct classes of what are called thoughts. Those that we produce in ourselves by reflection and the act of thinking, and those that bolt into the mind of their own accord. I have always made it a rule to treat these voluntary visitors with civility, taking care to examine as well as I was able if they were worth entertaining, and it is from them I've acquired almost all the knowledge that I have. It's very interesting. Think about what you're thinking about, okay? So this is back to the publication. I have acquired all the knowledge that I have. As to the learning that any person gains from school education, it only serves small capital to put him in the way of beginning learning for himself. Afterwards, every person of learning is finally his own teacher, and that's why you're here. That's why I do what I do, for the reason which is that principles cannot be impressed upon the memory. Their place of mental residence is the understanding, and they are never so lasting as when they begin conception. So in the foregoing words, Paine, the great American patriot and philosopher, described an experience which at one time or another is the experience of every person. Who is there so unfortunate as not to have received positive evidence that thoughts, even complete ideas, will pop into the mind from outside sources? What means of conveyance is there for such visitors except the ether? Ether fills the boundless space of the universe. It is the medium of conveyance for all known forms of vibration, such as sound, light, and heat. Because everything is a vibration. Heat's a vibration. Sound's a vibration. You know, the whole universe is full of vibrations. Light is a vibration. So it says here, why should it not be also the medium of conveyance of the vibration of thought? Every mind or brain. Now, there's a difference between mind and brain. I was listening to a radio guy today, and he was talking about, you know, the brain is more corruptible. The mind is more powerful than the brain. Every mind or brain is directly connected with every other brain by means of the ether. So this is from Napoleon Hill. Every thought released by any brain may be instantly picked up and interpreted by all brains. A report with sending the brain. Talking about wavelengths and corresponding lengths, but tap in to good sources. Going to go ahead here now and get back to reading the principles. We talked about chief aim. Now here's self-confidence. That's number two. Remember, we talked about the success cycle, and I know this is like repetitive, but repetition, repetition, repetition. When you know it, you can live it. And when you can live it, you can teach it. And when you can teach it, it means you really know it. So self-confidence helps you to master the six basic fears. And every person is cursed with the fear of poverty, the fear of ill health, the fear of old age, the fear of criticism, the fear of loss, of love, of someone, and the fear of death. And it's going to teach you the difference between egotism and real self-confidence, which is based upon definite usable knowledge. Habit of saving. Hopefully, you put a little bit away. Every time you get paid, pay yourself first. My aunt used to say to me, pay yourself first. Says there's no exception to this rule, and no one may escape it. It'll teach you how to distribute your income systematically so the definite percentage of it will steadily accumulate, thus forming one of the greatest known sources of personal power. No one may succeed in life without saving money. Okay? And then initiative and leadership. Initiative and leadership shows us how to become leaders instead of followers. It's like lead from the front. And you can be a leader in your chosen field. It develops your instinct for leadership. It will cause you gradually to gravitate to the top of all undertakings. Imagination will stimulate your mind so that you will conceive new ideas and develop new plans, which will help you in attaining the object of your definite chief aim. Build new houses of old stones, he says. great. Enthusiasm. Remember we said enthusiasm and theos. Self-control is to balance. The habit of doing more than paid for. Pleasing personality. Accurate thinking. Focus on the facts. Concentration. Focus on what you're doing. Cooperation. Profiting by failure. Tolerance of others. And really, you know, don't judge someone by their race, creed, or religion. That's called prejudice. No intolerance. Practicing the golden rule. Lack of understanding of the law upon the golden rule philosophy is based on the major causes of failure of millions of people who remain in misery and poverty and want all their lives. Not religion, the golden rule. When you have mastered these laws, you will achieve your own personal power. So we're going to start unpacking them to, you know, help you increase your own personal power. Power is one of three basic objects of human endeavor. Power is of two classes, that which developed through coordination of natural physical laws and that which is developed by organizing and classifying knowledge power growing out of organization. Knowledge is more important because it places man possession in a tool which he may transform his own life. That's what we're giving you here. We're giving you tools here to transform your own life. So study, and then organize your thoughts, get your own personal experience, start teaching this to other people. This is such useful knowledge. And turn off some of the, turn off some of the noise, the noisier noise that we all hear on the television or radio, and tap into the truth, okay? Because once your consciousness is awakened to natural law and to your self-determination, when you think and then you put your emotions, your heart into those thoughts, you can create and grow and just change your overall vibration. Personally, today I was having kind of a day. I had to go do something I really didn't want to do, and I ended up forgetting something that I needed for that, so it kind of put me in a and I really didn't want to do it anyway, but I ended up doing it. I did my best. I didn't do 100% of what I wanted to do because I was precluded from because I forgot something, but obviously because I was operating in the subconscious, I wasn't really focused on the task at hand. So stay in the present. Focus on the task at hand. You know, vibrate with peace and love. Vibrate with empowerment. And be blessed. Hopefully we'll catch you back here next time. And I'm not going to do a long, long show today. Cutting it short because it's Friday. Got some other stuff to do. But hope you have a high vibration of excellence weekend. And have peace of mind. But remember, about what peace, love, and sunshine is for the Atlantic.